Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And we want to thank you for joining us today. Our lesson is called, How Do You Choose a Career? So we're going to be learning about different points of view on this subject. How do you go about choosing a career? Of course, a career is different than a job you might have for a short period of time, but a career is usually one that you would like to do for a longer period, or perhaps most of your life, your career. So how do you choose a career? Well, many people are interested in different things. What were you interested in doing when you were growing up? What did you want to be when you were growing up? Carolyn, what about you?
Well, when I was younger, I wanted to be a veterinarian, a kind of doctor that takes care of animals instead of people, because I really, really liked animals when I was little.
Well, you do know a lot about animals. I think that would be a great career for you. For me, growing up, actually a lot, I wanted to be an actor. And I get to do that a little bit here at Studio Classroom. Well, what did you want to be growing up? Or what do you want to be in the future? Let's get started with our first part of today's lesson, How Do You Choose a Career?
How do you choose a career? There are many considerations when deciding on a career. Robert sees Helen sitting at a computer in the library and strikes up a conversation.
Hi, Helen. What are you working on?
I'm taking a quiz to help me decide the kind of career I should have.
A career quiz? You need to take a test to choose your career?
Well, you don't have to take a test.
I got a little anxious there, thinking that I needed to study for another test.
No. The issue is that I have no idea what career I should pursue. I can see myself doing so many things. I need help figuring out what is best for me based on my interests and personality.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Deciding on a career is a very important, but sometimes a very hard decision. In this month's Viewpoints article, we take a look at this very topic. But before we begin, here are our key words for today. Strike up. Strike up is a phrasal verb. Gerald struck up a conversation with the new student in his class. Anxious. Anxious is an adjective. I'm feeling a little anxious and worried that I might miss my flight tomorrow morning. Issue. Issue is a noun. Linda has some personal issues that she is working through. Counselor. Counselor is a noun. My counselor advised me to exercise more to help with my stress. What is your dream career? Think about that as we finish the article.
It is important to look at your interests when you're deciding on a career, and at the beginning we see there are many considerations when deciding on a career. So we have this word considerations. It just means that you need to consider things. So there are many things that you should think about when you are trying to decide your career. Well, we have a conversation here with Robert and Helen, and Robert sees Helen sitting at a computer in the library and strikes up a conversation. He strikes up a conversation? What does that mean, Gabe?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Carolyn, because these words are straight from our word bank. When you strike up something, usually I use it when I'm talking about a conversation, actually. When I strike up a conversation with somebody, That means I start the conversation. Maybe it's talking to a stranger and I want to get to know that person, and so I go and strike up a conversation. I think Robert and Helen are friends, so you can strike up a conversation with anybody. When do you strike up conversations with people, Carolyn?
Well, I strike up conversations with people at lunch, usually. If I see someone sitting there, I might go strike up a conversation and sit down and have lunch with that person.
Hey, that's a good point. That reminds me of last month's Viewpoint article. Maybe it would have been good for the girls to strike up a conversation with the girl who was sitting alone. Well, we see here that Robert sees Helen sitting at a computer, or in front of a computer, and he strikes up a conversation. Well, it's Robert and Helen, so I guess I'll be Robert, and you can be Helen.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, I like that.
All right, good. Here I go. Hi, Helen. What are you working on?
Oh, I'm taking a quiz to help me decide the kind of career I should have.
Ooh, a quiz. Let me pause right there for a moment. This is not your average or normal kind of quiz here, is it, Carolyn?
No, this is a very special kind of test, a quiz, that is helping Helen to decide what kind of career she should have. So, not really something you would study for.
Okay, not something you would study for. Usually I think of a quiz or even a test as something you would study for, but it's not like that in today's lesson. Robert continues, a career quiz? You need to take a test to choose your career?
Well, you don't have to take a test.
Right. Well, I guess it's not a requirement. You don't have to take a test. And then Robert says, whew, I got a little anxious there thinking that I needed to study for another test.
Well, you don't need to be anxious, and this is another word we want to talk about. If you are anxious about something, it means that you are worried. You are nervous about something that's going to happen. When are you anxious, Gabe?
Oh, that's a good question. Actually, before a test, I might get anxious. Or before a performance. I love performing, whether it's acting or playing drums or other kinds of musical performances. And I might get anxious. Even if I've prepared well, I know I have to do something and do it well, so I get anxious. When do you get anxious, Carolyn?
Well, I think also before I perform on stage, if I'm going to sing a song in front of people at church, then I might be a little bit anxious before the song starts. But once it starts, I'm okay.
And Robert thought that maybe this was a test he had to get anxious about. He says, whew, I got a little anxious there thinking that I needed to study for another test. But what does Helen say?
She says, no. The issue is that I have no idea what career I should pursue. So the issue she is having is that she doesn't know what career she should do in the future. And issue is another word we want to talk about. What does it mean if you have an issue, Gabe?
Well, sometimes I think of this as being a problem or a struggle, something that you have to work through. You don't know all the answers right now. You're trying to solve it. You have an issue that you need to work through. What kinds of issues are there in life, Carolyn?
Well, I think a lot of issues that people face is they don't get enough sleep.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't get enough sleep, that can be a very big issue.
That can be a big issue. So you can talk about it as being a big issue or just a little issue. But Helen says the issue is that I have no idea what career I should pursue. You can use that word pursue in other ways too. That means to go after something. So a guy might pursue a girl and see if maybe one day she will become his girlfriend.
Well, Helen also continues, I can see myself doing so many things. I need help figuring out what is best for me based on my interests and personality.
All right, well, Helen said a very important phrase there, based on my interests and personality. Let's talk about those words. When you base something on something else, that means you're doing something because of this information. How might you use that phrase?
Well, I try to base a lot of the things I do on the Bible. It has a lot of really important teachings that we should follow, and I try to base my life on that.
All right, that's a great thing to base your life on, the Bible. Or maybe you have to make a decision. What do you base your decision on? Why did you make that decision? Is it because of something someone said or something else? Well, we have more to learn with Michelle in the Language Lab. Here we go.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看的是 strike up 这个动词片语。Strike 本来是指撞或攻击，但是 strike up 是指开始交谈、开始交往或者是开始演奏。所以它的过去式和过去分词都是 struck, S-T-R-U-C-K。例如 The backpacker struck up a conversation on the train. 这群背包客在火车上开始谈话。或者是 These boys struck up a friendship after joining the same team. 这些男孩加入了同一支队伍之后开始了之间的友谊。其实我们看的是 issue 这个名词。Issue 在这里是指问题。例如 The accuracy of the data is not an issue. 这些资料的正确性是没有问题的。或者是 There are issues about our marketing strategies. 我们的行销策略有问题。Issue 也指议题。例如 Tax reduction is one of the major issues of this election campaign. 减税是这次选举中主要讨论的议题之一。
So far in today's lesson, Robert has struck up a conversation with his friend Helen, and Helen is in the middle of taking a quiz, a career quiz. It's not the kind of test or quiz that you usually think about in school. You don't have to study for this kind of quiz. Helen's going to find out what career might be best for her. And she's a little bit anxious about this, maybe. She has an issue. She wants to do something that is important and good for her in the future. Well, we have more to learn from this conversation. Let's continue with the second part of our lesson for today.
How do you choose a career?
Good luck, but I don't need to worry since I already know what I'm going to do.
Really?But we're only juniors in high school. How can you be so sure about your future career?
Simple. My parents want me to be a doctor, so I'm going to go to medical school.
That's a lot of time and money. You might want to talk to a career counselor before you make such a big decision.
No, I trust my parents' judgment, especially when it is something as important as deciding my future.
Robert and Helen are both making some pretty good points here, and it is good to listen to your parents. Well, Robert has the first line here, so Gabe, why don't you start?
All right. Good luck, but I don't need to worry since I already know what I'm going to do.
Wow, you are pretty impressive. You already know what you're going to do. And Helen says, really? But we're only juniors in high school.How can you be so sure about your future career?
Well, that is a good question, Helen, Carolyn. How can you be so sure about your future career? And this is a good question to ask. How can you be so sure about something? Maybe your friend has made a decision and they're pretty certain about something. How can you be so sure? You want to go on a picnic tomorrow? You think the weather is going to be great?How can you be so sure? It's been raining this whole week. And as Helen says, how can you be so sure about your future career?
That's right. Well, I think that this sentence has something that Steve and Ken want to talk to us about in the information cloud. So let's go see them now.
Today we review the word year. If you're a student, it's very likely that someone, maybe a foreigner like me, will ask you the question, what year are you in? And the answer is not 2013.
No, it simply means, what grade are you in?
That's right. But be careful. What grade are you in is a question reserved for young children who are in grade schoolor elementary school.
But if you're asking a high school or university student, we normally ask, what year are you in?
So become familiar with this question and have an answer ready.
And the proper response?
Could be, I'm in my freshman year. Freshman is the first year. Second year is sophomore. Third year is junior. And your fourth year is your senior year. These labels work for high school, college, and university.
Steve, what if a high school has only 3 years?
Well, there are some high schools in America like that too. So what we do is simply drop the term freshman and begin with sophomore. Or you could still use the word grade to avoid confusion with university years. You could say, I'm in the 10th grade, 11th grade, or 12th grade.
你现在读几年级该怎么问？我们知道 grade 是年级，但是 what grade are you in 通常只用在小学生，因为 grade 会让人联想到 grade school 小学。进入中学，尤其是大学以后，比较会用 year 来问 what year are you in 你是几年级的？在美国的高中通常是四年的，所以第一年是 freshman year， 第二年 sophomore year， 第三年是 junior year， 第四年是 senior year。今天在课文中 ，Helen 就透露了 ，But we're only juniors in high school。可是我们才高二耶，高二除了 junior 也可以用 11th grader， 11年级生。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. It is good to know the difference between being a junior in high school and being a junior high school student. Well, Robert continues with this conversation. Simple. My parents want me to be a doctor, so I'm going to go to medical school.
Oh, well, Helen doesn't really think that's a good idea. She says, that's a lot of time and money. You might want to talk to a career counselor before you make such a big decision.
Well, you know, I like what Helen is saying here, and we need to talk about that sentence a little bit. I saw a phrase there, you might want to do something. You might want to talk to a career counselor. You can use that phrase when you are suggesting something to a friend. You might want to do this. That is a good suggesting phrase. Carol, I think we have another important word here. Is that right?
We do. She mentions career counselor, and counselor is a word from our word bank today. If you talk to a counselor is someone who gives you advice, good advice, because they know a lot about whatever it is you have a question about. So if you talk to a career counselor, they can give you good advice on careers.
All right, and there are many words kind of like this. You might talk about a career counselor or an academic advisor, A-D-V-I-S-O-R. That's a similar word, someone who gives you advice about something. There's another kind of counselor I'm thinking about. Maybe you have some emotional problems or issues that you are working through, and you just need to go and see a counselor. Someone who doesn't know you is not involved with the issues, and they can help you see how you can fix these problems clearly. That's another kind of counselor.
It is another kind of counselor, and actually, there are college counselors as well. And before I did my exchange program to Japan, I talked to a retired high school counselor to give me some advice on what I should do in preparing for college.
Okay, so was that a helpful time talking to this counselor?
It was very helpful, and he recommended that I try studying abroad before going to college. So it was really great.
Well, hey, I guess that advice, that counsel paid off. Well, friends, let's continue this conversation. I am Robert. No, I trust my parents' judgment, especially when it's something as important as deciding my future.
Well, Robert, you make a very good point there. It is really good to listen to your parents. They have the best interests in mind for you. They want you to succeed and do your very best. So maybe his parents are right, and he should be a doctor.
Well, we don't know. Robert and Helen are having this conversation. Helen is relying on or thinking about this career quiz as something that could help her decide her future. And Robert is trusting his parents. He trusts his parents' judgment. That word can mean a lot of things, someone's judgment. But here, it's talking about how they see something in life. So they think the best thing for Robert to do is maybe to become a doctor.
And that is a very successful career, so I'm very interested to see how their conversation is going to turn out. But before we can do that, we're going to watch a review skit and then visit Michelle in the language lab.
Lawyer, cook, banker, cowboy.
Excuse me, how may I help you?
I'm trying to choose a career. I need some help.
Oh, choosing a career is an important decision.
Yeah, I know. And I have no idea what career to pursue. Teacher, taxi driver, accountant.
You should talk to a career counselor.
I know. That's why I'm here. I want to figure out which job is best for me. Basketball coach? Farmer? Entertainer?
Well, there are a lot of choices.
And I can see myself doing so many things. Doctor, chef, window cleaner.
Preparing for a career takes time and money. What about your parents?
Oh, they already have careers.
Why not talk to them about your future?
Right. Yes, I can trust their judgment on big decisions.
Well, good. And, you know, you can also take a career quiz.
A career quiz? How can that help?
It can help you find a career based on your interests and personality.
Cool. You're so helpful.
Yes, I know. That's why I chose to be a career counselor.
Pilot, salesman, actor, English teacher.
Here's the quiz. Let's get started right away.
Puppet.
好，接下来我们看的是 counselor 这个名词。counselor 是指顾问或者是辅导老师。例如课文中的 career counselor 是指帮助在职业上做选择的辅导。如果是在高中的话，这样的辅导也叫做 guidance counselor, G-U-I-D-A-N-C-E. counselor 也指律师。例如 this talented young counselor has never lost a case. 这位有才华又年轻的律师打官司从来没有输过。所以我们看的是这段课文的最后一句 Robert 说 I trust my parents' judgment 里面的 judgment 这个名词它的动词是 judge J-U-D-G-E 意思是评断或者是评判所以名词 judgment 在这里是指判断或者是判断力例如 The mistake in the news report was caused by the anchor's poor judgment 这个新闻报道的错误是因为主播的判断力不足所引起的 OK, now get ready to learn more from our teachers
Today we've been talking about how to choose a career and Robert and Helen have been discussing a few different options. You could take a career quiz, talk to your parents about it, maybe see a career counselor, but there are a lot of issues you face and it can be a little bit anxious, make you feel anxious. So, Gabe, how do you think you should choose a career? Do you think it's a good idea to get advice from other people?
I do. I think generally in life, it's good to talk to people who are older, who have experienced many different areas of life, and see what their counsel is, see what their advice is about something. So yeah, if you're choosing a career, it's good to talk to people who have spent time working somewhere and and they know what works for them, what doesn't work, and they can tell you what kinds of things you should consider. So I do think it's good advice. What about you, Carolyn?
Well, I do think it's important if you know someone or you have an interest in something, you should talk to someone in that field who already has that job and get some ideas about it. Well, we hope that you will join us again tomorrow here on Studio Classroom for the rest of this conversation. See you then.
See you later.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
What's all this party about, Sid?
Tom asked.
It's one of the widow's parties that she often has.
This time it's for the Welshman and his sons, because they saved her from trouble that night.
Well, there's not much harm in that,
said Tom. Annie led the way down. Huck followed, very unwillingly. After supper, Mr. Jones stood up. He thanked Mrs. Douglas for the honor she had done him and his sons.
But there's another person here who did more that night to prevent a terrible crime,
the Welshman said. And he told the part that Huckleberry Finn had played that night. The widow spoke, too, about Huck's brave actions. Huck almost forgot the great discomfort of his new clothes in the greater discomfort of being stared at and thanked by everybody. The widow said,
I want to give Huck a home here and have him well educated. Then, when the time comes, I hope I'll have enough money to start him in a business.
It was then that Tom said,
That part of it won't be necessary. Huck won't need the money. Huck's rich.
Nobody laughed, but that was because they all had good manners. But there was a rather uncomfortable silence.
I'll just have to show you,
Tom said. He ran out and came back carrying, with difficulty, the bags of money.
There,
he said.
Half of it's Huck's and half of it's mine.
Nobody spoke for a moment. Then everyone asked for an explanation. Tom said he would explain, and he did explain. The story was a long one, but full of interest. There was hardly another sound while Tom was telling it. The money was counted. There was just over $12,000. It was more than anybody in the room had ever seen at one time before.